So we are up to on daf, Hem and Aleph, and the Gemara is looking from Pshat and Shmuel, who had said, originally we thought, that Madani HaMachah wouldn't be Aser, and we slugged that up. We came back and we said Madani HaMachah works two ways, and we slugged that up as well, because even though Madani HaMachah might work two ways, but Madani Lach, whatever the Lashon HaMishnah was, Mudrani Mimach, what's the name again? So, if anything, right, we said, Shmuel saying that Mudrani Mimach, they're both Aser, right? One second. The Mishnah says to Mudrani Mimach, and he has to say, Shani Tayyam Lach, Shani Oichalach, but Mudrani Mimach both would be Aser. When we said if Dan Ramach only works one way, Mudrani Ilach works two ways. But Dan Ramach only works one way. So what did Shmuel mean till you say Shani Aichalach? So we're going to start again from Elam Yikara, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines at the bottom. Elam Yikara de Shmuel Hachayimah. We're changing Pshat and Shmuel. That it's not Pshat. It's not, but what are we saying? Time adam shein aichalach, shani time lach, shani aichalach, shani time lach. Hu dein asra ala bachila. We're saying it only goes one way. Whether you say shani aichalach or you say shani time lach, it only goes one way. But the difference is the degree. Without shani aichalach, shani time lach, it bans it from all pleasure, right? Which was Rabbi Kohn's shot yesterday. When he says shani time lach, shani aichalach, shani time lach, then it limits it only to eating. That's what the difference is. Ha Madani Mimach, Asra Filibano. That's what the answer is. Fakti Gemara, we learned this yesterday. Fakti Gemara, he hachi, Shleimah Shmuel hachi. So Shmuel is not wording himself correctly. Because Shmuel makes it sound, he has to say Shani Aichalach. If he was trying to say that without Shani Aichalach it's more severe, why doesn't he say that? Instead of saying you have to say Shani Aichalach, you don't have to say Shani Aichalach. It's that Shani Aichalach will make it less severe. So what he should say is, Leimah Shmuel Hachi, Vimloy Amar, Elo Shani Aichalach, Shani Taimach, Ein Asra Bachila. He should say that Shani Aichalach will diminish the Isser. Instead of saying that you have to say Shani Aichalach, Shani Taimach. Now there's a word here that bothers me, Shaitim. What's Elo? It sounds from the word Ella that he didn't say Madani Yimach. He just said Shani Taimach. We're not interested in Shani Aichalach, Shani Taimach. We knew Shani Aichalach or Shani Taimach only means food. What's the Ella? So the Rishonim take the word Ella out. Shmuel should say, and if you didn't say Shani Taimach, Vimloy Amar, Vim Amar. The guy is like this. They take out two words. Shmuel should have said that if you add Shani Aichalach, Shani Taimlach, it diminishes the Yisr. Instead of saying, if you didn't say, but, right? But it's not. We're not interested in that part. We're interested in the Madani Yimach. Shmuel should have said, if you add Shani Aichalach, Shani Taimlach, it diminishes the Yisr. So they changed the gears to the Gemara. They take out the word Lai and Ella. And the Rush is going to speak this out. Let's take a look at the Rush. Where am I up to? V'masnisa mimach tani t'chila, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th wide line. Not widest, but wide line. I think you have the same print as Rush as me, but I'm not sure. You don't? Okay. So I don't know how to identify it if it's a different print. V'masnisim mimach tani. Tchila parach mimasnisim l'Rabbi Yaisi b'chanina b'shani. First we asked on Rabbi Yaisi b'chanina, we answered it. V'hadisu parach l'shmu. V'hachi, name is Shmu, hachi. V'imloy amar shani aichalach, shani taimlach, ein asra ala bachila. So he quotes the girsa we have in our Gemara. Zag derash, kach nimtas ha-girsa b'svarim. That's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. V'v'ayna mechuvenas. It's not good girsa. The loss of Lashmina Iker Milsa de Shmuel, Ella Lashmina de Medanim Machlechu de Asher Bafel Lebanah. it wouldn't be telling me the main chiddush of Shmuel, which was Medani Mimach, is also Bana. If you go with our Gemara, you're saying Shmuel should have said, Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimach by itself is Aser Ba'achila. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is about Medarno Hamach by itself. That Shmuel is discussing a person that says Shani Eichel by itself. They know Aser Ba'achila. Havamer Behedja Medarni Mimcha, Aser Achila Ba'na. Makes it sound that if you add Medarni Mimcha, you would be Aser Ba'na. Well, Esther, they know Aser Ba'na, Achav Medarni Mimcha Lechudei. If you say Medarni Mimcha Shani Eichelach, it's only Ba'achila. So what does it mean if you only say Shani Eichelach? It's not true. If you say Medarni Mimcha Shani Eichelach, it's also only Aser Ba'achila. Hilchach Nirid Hagi Yosinan. V'mlai Amar Sh'ein Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach, Aser Achila Ba'na. The drush changes the girsa completely. If you didn't say Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach, you're Aser Ba'na. That's the Rosh's girsa. He changes the whole line of the Gemara. Right. Zog the Gemara weiter. So we're still stuck with Shmuel. If Shmuel meant that Mudani Amach is Bahana and Ani Eichelach limits it, so say so. He didn't say that. Zog the Gemara, this is the final shot. Elohachi Yitmar. This is what Shmuel means. Time, I'm going to speak this out outside. Shmuel says Mudani Amach has two meanings. Dr. Harris, before vacation, offered that at the beginning. Who says Medar Nebach means pleasure? Maybe Medar Nebach means something else completely. You asked that question way back at the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara comes to that. Medar Nebach is not clear. Medar Nebach has two interpretations. Granted that one makes more sense, but we spoke out yesterday that the Rosh Hashita is that anything that has two interpretations is not a clear yad. So what Shmuel is saying is, Medarno Hemach by itself is not clear. And Shmuel holds, you need a clear yad. It's not a clear yad. Therefore, it doesn't work. The only way Medarno Hemach works is if you explain what it means. Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimach. So Shmuel is limiting it. He's saying that Medarno Hemach would be less severe, not because the words are less severe, but because we don't know what the words mean, clearly. Now again, it makes more sense to say it means Hanab than to mean other interpretations. But since there's room for the other interpretations, that is called a Yad She'enei Mechiyach. It is a Yad because it's not Pshat, there's two equal interpretations. Not true. One is more logical than the other. But it's not overwhelming. It's not Pshat, there is one. It's not Pshat that way. There is two. One is more logical, but the other one exists. Therefore, that's considered a yad she'ein mechiyach. A yad that's not clear enough, which is a machloikus whether it works or not. And Shmuel's opinion is that it doesn't work. So Shmuel is saying, let's read it inside. Zog to Gemara, Elohachi yim, time edam eshan yeichelach shani toim lochut ha'aser. Ava da amam dan yamach, loy mashma damar aser. Doesn't necessarily mean that he means to ban himself in pleasure. My time of. Mudrani mimcha might mean like Mr. Ina Bach Mashma. There's another interpretation. It might mean I won't talk to you. Mufreshani mimcha, glavidna imch masa mat mashma. Mufreshani mimcha, I separate myself, might mean I don't do business with you. It's an interpretation. Maybe not the one I would say makes more sense, but there is a legitimate other interpretation. And Meruchakani Mimcha means I'll stay away from you, distance-wise. I won't be in your Dawud Amas. Therefore, since there is another logical interpretation, another possible interpretation, it ruins it being a Yad. So we're going back to a whole new pshat. Shmuel is saying, Medarno Hemach doesn't work. Now, at the beginning, we thought it doesn't work because it's not enough. And the Gemara's Kasha is the Brisa says it works. The answer is, Shmuel holds that a yad has to be clear. That Brisa holds that a yad doesn't have to be clear. The rush is, Ava Amar Medarni Mimcha, Loi Mashma Damar Aser, my time up, Dilma Medarni Mimcha, Loi Mashdina Badach, I won't talk to you. Ve'inu Aisatzma Man Asai, Atzi Yoyim Rebagam Shani Yechelach, period, till he says Shani Yechelach. The Gambler Dabri, my mutter. Zakhtar Rash, it doesn't even mean to talk because we're not sure. שאין המכיח לזה יועסם לזה ולא יהב יד כלל. It doesn't prove that way any more than the other way. And it's not a yad for that. אבל אין לפרש דה לדבי עם העשר. The יועסר הווי מכיח לזה עשר דיבר מלעשר ענות. It can't be that it's more logical to mean speech than hana, and therefore it means speech. Because the Basar Achi Amalei Rapapa Abaya Lemek Savar Shmuel Yidayim Shein Mechicha Fahavi Yidayim. Perish Midlei Asim Medayim Mecha Yisr Hana. Because he doesn't say it means hana. Mechlau Dol Manda Mahavi Yidayim Asir Bahana Mutra Ladaber. That means the one that says you don't need a clear yad. It is Asir Bahana. Alma Yaisa Habachachal Yisr Hana Milasra Zibur. So the rest says, you see from the Gemara coming up, that the Gemara is going to get involved, that from see from Shmuel, that you need a clear yad. That means an unclear yad doesn't work. But according to Mal Yamin, it says an unclear yad works, it's also by not. Now, if these interpretations were equal, or if the interpretation meant speech more than Hana, why would the Mal Yamin say an unclear yad? Answer it. It's not even a yad, because you're telling me it makes more sense speech, or equal sense speech. From the fact that the Gemara makes this depend on whether you need a clear yad or an unclear yad, that means it's telling me that it makes more sense to mean hana, but not clear. And therefore, Shmuel Shita is, you need a clear yad. As we said yesterday, there's things that are not a yad, and that's one of the equal interpretations. Then there are things that are yad, but not clear, but makes more sense to mean one way, and that's a machloikas. Then there's the clear yad, which the Torah said works by Nedarim, and that's when there is no other legitimate interpretation. So this, Zak Shmuel, is an unclear yad. Therefore, Shmuel learns that Madana Himach has to mean that he says Shani Aychulach. I, the Brisa, says Madana Himach by itself is Aser. The Brisa doesn't learn necessarily that a yad has to be clear. It's a machlekas. So Shmuel holds that way. The Brisa might hold like the other Tanoim that hold that a yad doesn't have to be clear. Yes, Doctor.
Very well said. Now, does this mean, this seems to be in contradiction to the idea we have early on that pretty much any mispronunciation is one has to have a Torah Sedorim, one is.
I feel like I'm wearing my mask towards my hair.
I'm not sure how. We have every year Hatorah Sandorum, we ask for to get rid of every mispronunciation possible, clear or unclear. Does this mean that Shmuel during Hatorah Sandorum only says
we don't say Yadis in Hatorah Sandorum at all. We say kinuyim. Kinuyim means a clear mispronunciation. You're using a word. Let me explain. Okay, so this was a kasha we asked way back in the beginning of the Masechta. Why do you need a halacha of kinuyim? Why isn't every kinuy a yad? Because we know what he means. And we answered it, the Rishonim say, or not Rishonim say, I forgot who said it. Yad finishes your sentence. Yad is it finishes your sentence. Masha'en kein. Or is the, here it's a good kasha, that because here we're not finishing a sentence. We're saying it means one way. I think in kinoi is using a different language or a different expression, but it's a clear expression in a different language. We say kinuyim. We don't say yadis. I don't think we mention yadis in Hatar Sedar. Right? We say kinuyim and kol nidre. Kinuyim, the kinuyim,
what does Pastor mean when they say he has a
problem?
He has to follow these unclear expressions?
Again, the way we interpreted it, Darash, is the unclear means that if you ask 10 people, 7 will tell you it means one thing, and 3 might tell you it means something else. That's enough to be considered an edit. But if it's 50-50, it's not a yad.
It's not an
edit. It's nothing. It's not an expression. Neder requires expression. Nothing about that. Lamech Savar Shmuel, Yadayim Shein Mechichas Lahavi Yadayim. That means you're telling me that Shmuel holds that Yadayim that are not clear don't work. Zuck the Gemara in, you're right. Shmuel Mukal Lelamasnis in Krem Yehuda. Shmuel will learn the Mishnah by Krem Yehuda. Damish Yedayim Shem Mechichas Av Yedayim. This is the Machloikas Tanoim. And Shmuel paskins that way. And therefore he learns our Mishnah is going like that. Zakt the Rash. In Shmuel Mukal Lelamasnis in Krem Yehuda. Climber. In. Vadai Shmuel Seberke. You're right. Shmuel holds Yedayim Shem Mechichas Av Yedayim. Ulahachi Pirish HaMishnah Lahatir Madarni Bachila. That's why he said that Madarni is Mutar Bachila. Umukila Krem Yehuda, the Bar Yedayim Mechichas. And he says it's going like Krem Yehuda, that holds you need Dayim Mechichas. Now where did Krem Yehuda say it? It's not. A get has to have a clear wording of separation from his wife. When a person gives a person a get, now get is not Nadarim. Get is not a function of speech. Get is a function of writing a contract, if you want to call it a contract, writing a shtar that's a bill of divorce. That's what a get is. But the bill of divorce has to clearly indicate that Reuven is divorcing his wife, Leah. It has to be a clear indication that he's separating himself and she is a free woman. She's no longer bound to him in any way, fashion, or form. So the question is, how clear does that have to be expressed? So we have a machlokes tanoim. What has to go into get? Zuxtig is a mission, is it not? Gupay shall get. The main part of the get is the word tariat motaris lochaladam. What?
That's pretty clear.
Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that's not enough. You need the Dane, the heavy lechiminoi. You need two things. You also need to say that this is the bill of divorce. The bill of divorce has to speak out that you shouldn't think that he's divorcing her with words of mouth. That this is what's doing it. This is not recounting a story. This is not telling us that this woman has got divorced by this man. This is what does the divorce. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to clearly indicate that this is the bill of divorce. You shouldn't think that maybe he divorced her by saying, you're divorced, goodbye. I think the Arabs, the Muslims think you can say, get out three times. I think there's such a thing. I don't know if it's true or not. That makes a difference to me. What?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. I thought you would know these things. whatever it is, you have, so it has, that's, and also minoi, it's from me. For me, it has to say the word minoi. So Rabbi Yehuda needs clearer expression than the Rabbanan. Right? So therefore, the name they have the minoi, Sefer Teruchin, a bill of divorce, the Gerish Shvukin, and a letter of dismiss abandonment. Okay. Zok Darash. Huba Shaget, Ikra Shamra Taira, the cost of law, Sefer Krisus. Hariat Muteras Lachaladam. Shubazehu Karsa. He cuts her off. Umafrisha mimena, separates her from him. Umatira lechaladam, and permits her to every man. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, I tzarach lichtav, v'day nlehevich minoi. Avi loy kasav minoi, loy muchach shu megarsha. It doesn't say from me. There's nothing in there that says that he is doing it. Rabbana sabri, v'loy minoi, nami ein adam megarsh eshes chaveroi. You don't need that. Everybody knows that a husband is divorcing his wife, not a stranger. So therefore, if you don't need that expression of minoy, magarish mashma, the Yehuda boy nami v'dein. The Yehuda also needs the word and this. The loy tamer b'dibura ba'alma magarish la, that he divorced her with words. The get l'raya ba'alma, and get is only a proof. With havayu isni. You should think that you can do it with speech and then write a proof. The reason here we're concentrating on the word minoi, as we will see in the Gemara, is because we're interested now, because minoi is like shani oichel lach. It refers to people. The Dane is also important, but the part we're going to be dealing in the Gemara is on the word minoi, from me. Why do you think you need the word from me? Because you might think that somebody else is doing it. Rabbana say, why would you think that? Rabbi Yehuda says, it might be true that most people would never think that, but it has to be clear in the get. And the clarity of the get requires that nobody have any doubt That's called a Yad Mashiach. And therefore, it's not a Yad in the sense of Nedarim, but it's the requirement of more clarity. And therefore, by Nedarim, the Yehuda would hold you need more clarity. See, Get is not a good comparison to Neder in the sense, it's not speech that makes the difference. It is halacha of divorce. But Rabbi Yehuda is requiring an unambiguous wording of the divorce. And that shows you that he needs unambiguous things. No ambiguity.
Why would you need to write down that this is the document if we know you need a safer thesis?
Again, because that's not enough to know the Torah. I know a lot of things in the Torah. I have to see it here. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Now, the Rabbanans say, you see it, because Reuben doesn't divorce Shimon's wife. It's obviously Shimon divorcing his wife. And it even says Shimon's name in the Get, so that's why I'm not 100% sure why that's not enough. But Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, it has to say, this is the divorce from me. It has to speak that out. I'm not sure, because it does say Shimon's name in the Get. Why isn't that enough? I don't know. I didn't see anybody ask it either. I don't know. Yes, Master.
According to Wikipedia, the husband, as part of the process, there's a whole lot more that the husband has to say. You are haram to me 3 times.
What?
Yes, say you are haram to me.
Haram?
Yep.
Okay.
I wonder where they got it.
I knew something 3 times.
There is a 3-month separate. There's more than that.
In Catholicism, you can't divorce your wife. You have to undo the marriage. It could be mafkia kedusha.
Well, you can't divorce your wife, but your wife can't divorce you either.
Right.
It is an eternal bond.
Dachti Gemara, right. Dachti Gemara. Amai dachit Shmuel lok melamasis in Krav Yehuda. Why did Shmuel go out of his way to learn our Mishnah like Krav Yehuda and say that you have to say Shani Yechulach? Why can't he look like Rabbanan? Avagam den yedai machichas. Why bother? You know what Shmuel did? He took the Mishnah and he said, Medana Mechel doesn't work by itself. You need Shani Yechulach. That's not the simple reading of the Mishnah. Simple reading of the Mishnah is Medana Mechel works. And the Rabbanan hold that way. So why did Shmuel...
Well, right now, holding
it
inclusive or just...
Again, Shmuel saying that Medana Mechel wouldn't work by itself. Because we don't know exactly what it means. There's other interpretation. So in order for Medani Memach to work, you have to add the word Shani Toemach. That was the final pshat in Shmuel. Because he holds, you need to die Mechichas. Now what did he do in the Mishnah? He took the words Medani Memach and took it out of the simple reading, which would have been Medani Memach by itself, and said, no, it doesn't work by itself, because I hold on Kabuda. So who says the Mishnah has to hold on Kabuda? Why can't you leave the Mishnah alone? You agreed that there's Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. So leave the Mishnah alone and learn the Mishnah like Rabbanan. What's forcing you to make the Mishnah fit Rabbi Yehuda and take it out of the simple reading of the Mishnah? Read the Mishnah. Medani Mecha works. Mepeshani Mecha works. Mepeshani. What do you have to say? Only if you say this.
General.
That's Shmuel's opinion, but Rabbanan don't agree. Rabbanan hold you die, shame
Mechila. Why do you have a reason?
That's
what he
holds.
Why
is it
a specific reason?
Why
would
he
help? He
helped the... Why is that?
I guess.
Why would
you
disagree with Rabbanan? The Ran asked your question. In fact, the Ran, the answer is that's what I hold. So, Ran, that Shmuel would not hold like a Yehuda if he could read the Mishnah like Rabbanan. Obviously, he feels the Mishnah can't be read like Rabbanan. It can only be read like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning this is the source. Our Mishnah is the reason Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is of Duran. Why? Leave the Mishnah alone, learn the Mishnah like Rabbanan, and hold like Rabbanan. See, your question is based, and this was the Ran's question, that Shmuel happens to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, he learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ran's saying, this is Shmuel's source. Because he learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So don't learn the Mishnah like a Yehuda, and you don't have to hold like a Yehuda. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara's question. But it's the Ran's question that you asked.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Why is the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the context of a get necessarily analogous to the context of a nether? In other words, a get may have its own reasons for demanding specificity.
The Gemara is going to ask that, it's going to point that out later on. But at the end of the day, Shmuel learned that it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara is going to point out that we will have an opinion that says, don't bring get into this discussion.
Okay.
Which is what you're asking. The Gemara will not address why those who disagree with that opinion feel that you could bring get into the discussion. The Gemara won't answer your question. But there will be a Madiyama in the Gemara that will say that don't bring get into Netter. We'll get there, Mr. Zamti Gemara, Amar Rava, Masnifin Kshisei. The reason Rabbi Shmuel said his thing is because he had a problem with the Mishnah. Amai Tani Shani Eichel Lach, Shani Tayim Lach, Listening Shani Eichel Shani Tayim. Shmami Nabi Nidai Mechichas. What if you walk over to a guy and say, Shani Eichel? You're talking to this person. You say, Shani Eichel. What I'm eating should be bad. Why do you have to say Lach from you? You're talking to him. You obviously mean from him. Why else are you talking to him? Again, Shani Eichel is going on you. It's not going on anybody else. It doesn't go two ways. That's for sure. So the only question is, there's an extra word, Lach. The answer is, because you could say he didn't mean only him. That's not the normal interpretation. That's a Yad She'ein HaMechiyach. So Shmuel saw from the Mishnah, by requiring the word Lach, the Mishnah requires more clarity. Therefore, he said, the Mishnah is like a Yehuda. And if the Mishnah is like a Yehuda, Madani Mimach needs Shani Eichel Lach. So Shmuel had a proof from our Mishnah, from the word Lach. Let's do the Rash. Zuck the Rash.
What is Shani Eichel Lach? Anyone knows that Shani Eichel
Lach. What I eat.
What do you
expect? Finish this ad. No idea. Okay, so let's go back. So let's do the Rush and I'll come back to your question. Look, the Rush. My duchka de shmu look with a masisin krab Yehuda levichach medayin lechud aleki iser. Look with the rabbanon to like behoi yidai mechichas. Belema, the medayin lechud enami iser. Because the mashma pashta de masnisin. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. The time you rise to the lil. Masnisin kshisei. The listening shani eichel greda. Umamela yidana. The Isa Shemadabra Elov, you're talking to somebody, and the guy is begging you to eat there. Come on, you're saying, Shani Eichel. Elementani Lach, Shmami no the Swar Masnison, Dai Shemachichas Lahavi Yadayan. Ubrice the Lilk Sabra, Dai Shemachichas Havi Yadayan. Came Pirish Rablos and Bemitz, Bashem Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Let me explain this and answer Dr. Harris's question. The Rush assumes, why is the person saying Shani Eichel Lach? First of all, Dr. Harris is asking, what does Shani Eichel Lach mean? The answer is, if I want to say I'm good, Shani Eichel can be interpreted two ways. I will eat by you, or what I eat is bad. Now, why in the world are you saying Shani? If you mean to say, I'll eat, say Eichel Lach, I'll eat by you. What's Shani Eichel Lach? Therefore, we said earlier in the Mitzugya that the word Shani says, what I eat. Now, what about what you eat? Must be, you're banning what you eat. What I'm supposed to eat, I'm banning. The Shani adds the ban. Because if not, leave the word out. Now, you're asking me to eat by you, and I'm saying no, and you're pushing me. So in order to get you off my back, I say I'm banning it. So I'm talking to you. You're the one that's begging me. So I obviously mean you. Why do I have to say Lach? Dr. Harris says, I need clarity. Because there was somebody might think I'm talking about other people also. Therefore, that's a raya di yadayim mechichas. Because the overwhelming interpretation is to say I mean you, because I'm talking to you. Right? And the Russian says that the reason the guy is saying this is because he's trying to get out of somebody bothering him. Right? Why is he saying, I ban what I eat? What, Samazai came out from the clear blue sky and he walks over to the guy and says, I'm banning to eat by you?
What is he banning?
Yes. Shani. What is the word Shani?
That eye.
No. What eye? Because that eye doesn't need the word Shani. I'll eat. What is Shani? It's an extra word. If it means that eye, don't say that eye. Just say, I'll eat by you. No, Eichelach means I'll eat by you. This was a question at the beginning of the Sugya, all the way to the beginning. This is what the Ran spoke out. The Ran asked Jokasha, what is Shani? I think it was the Ran, it might have been the Rush. The Ran. He asked the Gasha, where do you see any bear? He says the word Shani. Because the guy meant I'll eat. He'll say Eichelach. I'm eating Shani, what I eat. Now, what about what you eat? Terence says, what I eat should be banned. That's how we're interpreting the word Shani. That's the word of the ban. Now, if you're talking to Reuven, why are you saying Lach? The answer is, you need clarity of speech.
Yeah, but I understand, but 80% of the part of the Goyal, 80% would say it means you're talking. That's not enough
for me. No. There has to be no other possible interpretation that makes sense. And it does make sense to say that the guy's in a mood not eating anywhere.
So that would be, that, but still it's a yad,
I mean,
it's still a yad.
A yad, but it's a yad she'ain a machiach. A non-yad is that there's no other interpretation that makes sense at all.
This is considered this is a yad
shame. Yes.
Because it's 80-20.
You made up 80-20. Let's say 70-30. 65-35. I don't know what the percentages have to be.
How does it become bochichos?
Yeah, lach.
Then it's yad bochichos?
Yeah.
No other way of saying it.
No other interpretation.
Right. That's not, and I thought
Ruben
said it's
not a yad
anymore.
If I said if it's 50-50, it's not a yad anymore.
What does it become? It's not a yad.
If it's 50-50.
Not a yad.
It is a yad. It's not enough of an expression because the ban is not clear. The ban is being figured out from the word shani.
It
would
become full-fledged.
Kainam Shani Eichelach.
That's
before. That's a conclusion. That's better than yeah. That's as good as you can get. I ban what I eat from you. When you speak out the word, I ban.
I would say an expression in my language,
Mashani. So Shani means Mashani.
That was not the way their method of speaking.
Right. But the Rod is the one that asked your question. Dr. Where is we see any bad? So he says the extra word Shani has to the Rod. If you want to take a look, it's on Tower of the Days. It's about 10 lines at the bottom. There's a dot there. The Ikula Medak. Dalam and Bez. In the Ran. There's a lot, about 10 or 12 lines at the bottom. There's a dot. The Ikula Medak. At least in my Gemara, there's a dot. Again, I don't know if you have the same print. The Ikula Medak. He asked Akasha, and he says, yes, Loimar, that if he meant eat, he would have left the word Shani out.
How does he start off the conversation?
So the Rush learns that this is a continuous conversation. you asked Reuven to eat by you. And Reuven says, I don't want to. And you say, come on, eat by me. I have great food, a wonderful child. Please eat by me. And the guy wants to get you off his back. So he says, Shani Eichel.
He doesn't say that. He says,
Moderni or something. No, Shani Eichel by itself works.
That's all he says. And the other fellow understands that means he's putting a ban on it?
Yes. That's what the words mean.
I would think it's...
Again, you...
I'm agreeable.
So don't say Shani. Just say Eichelach.
That's not the way people speak, at least not today.
Again, we're not in 2024 where people just speak and speak and speak.
In 2024, this would not be a yacht?
I don't think so. Unless you know the Gemara. I don't think so. We speak totally different. Our language is totally different.
Yeah, but he's trying to say...
I know he's trying. You don't have to explain it. Dr. Harris already explained it.
I'm just repeating.
No, that was Dr. Harris's question.
He has to come up with this whole thing, and he's trying to bother. He's trying to
right, exactly. Him. Because that's the assumption. Why in the world, we hope normal people. Why in the world would a person normally say, I'm banning eating by you? I'm banning what I eat. Why would you do that? Just don't talk to him. Don't go over and say anything. Harris says, the Gemara later on gives these stories. Somebody's bugging you to come eat by him, and you don't want him, you don't want to do it. So after a while, you just get sick and tired. Just say, I'm banning it. Finish. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I just stopped.
I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to this. It's a whole different story. You know, your chunk will get cold by then. You know. Again, we think we're dealing with normal, intelligent people.
That's not 2024. Come soon.